The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Coca-Cola, a major brand, just failed miserably at one of their soda flavors. Let's discuss inside food news. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
My little nerdy heart is so happy about this first hashtag. Bookstores are back. 101% increase in sales in foot traffic all over the country. People are physically, mentally tired and bored of social media, misinformation. Book clubs are back.
Yeah, man.
I've got a lot of friends who've taken social media hiatuses. I'm one of them.
When are you going to get your Oprah on and start a book club then?
Automatic, should I do that? Should I start a book club right here on the Dana Cortez Show?
I mean, if people are interested in it, you could be reading by yourself. I don't know.
What's
the last book you read, dog?
I read a lot of articles.
Well, there went that idea.
No, I'm going to look for a good book.
Book club. How about that one?
Okay, the last actually, it was the story of...
Your little nerdy heart was happy about that, wasn't it?
First of all, it was the Carolyn Bessette History of Fashion.
There it is.
There we go.
That's the book that I'm reading right now. I don't know if people will absorb that one. We might have to start with Go Spot Go. But anyway, food news, DJ Automatic.
Coca-Cola is discontinuing its newest flavor, Spiced and Spice Zero, just 7 months after they put it out. I mean, if you're going to fail, fail fast, right? The reason they discontinued it was because it tastes more like raspberry than spice.
So if you're going to call something spice, be spicy. If you're trying to reach Latinos, you better, and it's spicy, you better say spicy. That's what they're
Coca-Cola
doing.
Spice, I was thinking like the taste I get when I drink it with mixed with like Jack Daniels or Captain Morgan. Mm-hmm. That little bit of spice.
Nah. On that note, though, they failed and they've moved on. If Coca-Cola has a failure in front of all of us, it's okay if you fail.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Automatic, you and I failed big time, and we've talked about it before. It's kind of embarrassing, but we went into business and bought a restaurant and a bar, lost everything. Every dime. We woke up and everything was gone. Automatic ran. He left. He said, I'm going for a run. I thought he was going, never coming home.
I was like, I just had to run it out, so I just didn't take it out on everybody else. But yeah, when you get your bank account cleared by the IRS, that's a failure.
But it really isn't a failure. Had we not gone through that, which was scary, and like our whole family was traumatized, we wouldn't be here right now.
On another note, one of our old business partners just got arrested yesterday for writing a hot check for $1 million.
There you go. He's one of the ones involved in that. See, karma always comes around no matter how long it
takes.
I love
how you guys are giving a speech to Coca-Cola, like if they need it. Hope you guys are listening, Coca-Cola executives. It's okay.
I'm talking to anyone who's going through a tough time. You'll get past it. I promise you're going to learn something from it. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and kick this one off with Day of Forgiveness as well, too. So
that's a big one right there, right? Forgive those around you. Forgive yourself.
Yes, there it is. Boom.
Forgive yourself.
And let's go and wrap it up on Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Now, I've always heard there's no such thing as the stupid question. I disagree.
There are some dumb questions. Is an egg a vegetable or a fruit?
Neither.
See, that turns everyone dumb.
Okay.
Dumb it's a one. Chicken abortion. Yes. Well, it is.
Yes, dude. Yes, dog.
Or is it chicken IVF? I don't know.
That was just something dumb to say.
Okay. Any stupid questions you hate being asked, hit us up 877-730-DCS1. Let's come back and talk about Cardi B, who is being accused by her husband, Offset, of sleeping with a man while she was pregnant.
Whoa.
Her response is coming up. The audio is wild. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about a fifth grader, okay? This is an 11-year-old. His name is Dakin Kramer, who launched a fundraiser that raised more than $7,000 to pay off classmates' outstanding meal debts.
Oh,
whoa.
How did this even happen?
So wait, kids weren't eating at his school,
yeah,
and he raised money so he could feed kids.
They were eating Automatic, but they would eat like, you get a cheese sandwich or a bag or whatever. Yeah,
can he be our president?
Right now, let's put a little Dakin on a ballot.
Please.
And the thing is, he came home and he told his mom, you know, my friend isn't eating because he owes a bill.
Yeah, that friend.
Oh, okay, Automatic. Well, you understand what it's like.
And yeah, so those you're cheese sandwiches there, suck.
You're sitting there and everybody's eating their meal and you are the odd man out. And you're not getting a nutritious meal. First of all, school lunch isn't great to begin with. And now they're giving you whatever. And he said to his mom, gosh, I feel so bad. And she said, oh, you feel bad? What are you going to do about it? Mama challenged Dakin.
At 11 years old.
And he said, oh, I know what I'm going to do. He started a GoFundMe and he started working in his front yard with a lemonade stand. He wrote out what he was doing and raise the $7,000. Not only did it pay everybody's debts, now for the entire next two school years, kids who don't have money can reach into the Dakin Kramer Legacy Award Fund and eat.
Hey,
for free.
Dang.
The school gave him an entire legacy award for students who go above and beyond so other children can be challenged as well. If they feel something, act on it. Do something. You always see, oh, I feel so sorry for so-and-so. What you doing about it?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a reader. And I was in advanced reading classes, and we used to go into these little book fairs, the Scholastic Book Fair.
Oh, I remember
And
those.
Even though my mom and my grandmother didn't have a lot of money, my nana, they always made sure, because they knew how much I love books, that I had a little money to buy a book. However, there were always children that didn't have the money, and they would line them up on a wall.
They wouldn't even let our classrooms go in. If you didn't have money to buy a book, you couldn't even go in the Scholastic room because they figured you were going to steal the book.
And I came up with an idea. I said, look, all these books that we're done reading, why don't we donate them back to the school and have a pretend fair, and the kids who don't have money can come in. And the teacher was like, well, we can't make it about the kids who don't have money. I said, well, kids, just make it about everybody.
There it is.
And we had a baby fair, and everybody came in and got a book.
You did your own little Goodwill situation right there.
Your
little Deegan situation.
Yeah. His name is Dakin.
Oh, okay. Dakin, whatever his name is.
You
Sorry.
Were not at the book fair that much, were you, bud?
No, I wasn't. I was in detention. That's where I was.
Oh, no. I know there's parents listening who have kids who've done something amazing. But you know what I think the most important lesson is what Dakin's mom did for him. She challenged him, and he rose to the occasion. All of us can do good and make a difference in people's lives.
One thing I want to say is that empathy is taught. It's rarely is it intuitive that you're just an empathetic person.
Teach your children to care about others.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is clapping back after Offset accuses her of having sexy time with another man while she was pregnant. The audio is a lot. We're going to play it for you right now. First, though, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Lil Wayne celebrating his birthday. Hey. Jenna Ortega, Avril Lavigne, and entrepreneur / candle maker Gwyneth Paltrow celebrating her birthday.
Okay, Cardi B got online and went in on Offset, who is accusing her of having sexy time with another man while she was expecting their third child. Here's what she has to say.
We're texting and everything, and he's trying to FaceTime me. And it's like, I don't care. They must not be that good. He was blowing up my phone. I blocked you. He was calling me all private numbers. He was calling my mama, everything. Let me show you the my DMs. I'm going to hurt her feelings. I don't care. I don't care. I'm too much woman for you. I'm too much of a boss for you. And I always been too good for you. I've been too good for anything that is associated to you. So you got to other to make yourself feel better, because I make you feel so low about yourself, because I don't make you feel like you're that in this home.
You know, I think she makes a lot of good points. First of all,
it's just the way she
says together,
it.
Okay, cool. Once they got together, he really didn't do anything. And unfortunately, neither did the Migos. Because I feel like Cardi B is such a huge personality. Okay. She's like an icon already.
So
she released a classic album.
So if we're going to go back to that time, the Migos were the most popping group in the world at that time. Mm-hmm. And they were afraid that Cardi B was going to steal from their shine. That's why they didn't want her involved. Remember, there was a big fight between Offset and all the... everybody else between Quavo and Takeoff, because they didn't want her involved. And she got that cosign that she needed from Migos, but that cosign ended up, I feel like, tearing the Migos apart too.
Oh, I love that you say that. You can't take your shine away if you're shiny.
Yeah.
Cardi B can't take nobody's shine away from if you're shiny. And she said she did have sexy time with somebody. She said, yeah, and I thought, okay, he had sexy time with multiple women while she was pregnant throughout their marriage.
Honestly,
ain't nobody saying,
regardless, I think if you remove their celebrity, a veil that they both have, they're both just two people who are really hurt. It's a really dysfunctional family right now.
Yes.
Because I get what she was saying about, I helped you with this, I helped you with that. But at one point, my queen, you married him. You thought he was all you needed. So at one point, there's a lot of hurt feelings being said. And
they sound like two toxic teenagers.
I pray for the kids.
Okay. You know what's interesting? She addresses the kids and she said, I do not regret my children, and you're a good father. She said that during this rant. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to check it out. More importantly, though, these two do not need to be together. If your relationship has reached this point, unless you go into some counseling and really learn again.
It's over.
Oh, well, what do you think? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can save a pet's life by paying $10 to put your ex's name on a bag of poop. I love this.
What the fuck?
So San Antonio Pets Alive is offering to write your ex's name on a doggy poop bag. It's $10. And they also have a kiss-off note on there, so you can write whatever it is you want to about your ex. They'll print that on the bag, too. And it's only $10. Hey. So what's cool about this is you're saving dogs or cats or whatever pets they have from being euthanized while also sticking a little poop to your ex.
For $10 more, I'll drive it to your ex's place and put it on fire in the front door.
Put it on the front yard. Plus, they're uploading it to their Instagram page.
Hello.
So you get to see your ex's name on social media in a bag of poop.
All right, that's one way to handle it. Another way, you could do what this man in Singapore did. A CEO of a drone racing company recently sued a woman for $2.3 million after she friend-zoned him.
Oh. What?
The two have been friends since 2016, and in 2020, she explained to him that she just wants to be friends. They try to carry on through that friendship, but he ultimately said, "This is damaging my reputation, and wait, I cannot do this."
She's getting sued because he got put in the friend zone?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It makes me wonder how much money he spent on her while she was putting him in the friend zone.
That's obviously to think not about. Enough.
$2.3 million
but
worth.
If he does win this, I am going to go on a suing tour.
Well, I'm just going to get weird here, guys, okay? Of all the things you'd expect to find at a gas station, a severed human penis is probably not the thing you're going to think of, right?
Not at all. I've never been at the gas station and said, whose penis is that? Never.
So a customer found a severed penis in the parking lot of a gas station in Alabama. Police haven't found out who the dismembered member belongs to, but they've already ruled out foul play because nobody called it in.
So do y'all just...
If somebody chopped mine off, first thing I'm doing is call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
It just falls off and you just say,
No, it
deal?
Didn't fall off. Police have determined it was severed, okay?
Automatic. It's missing. Where nobody's looking for it? There's just so many questions. For instance, where is said penis now?
Well, it's hard to find, Dana.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.